My dear friends, with your permission, looking forward to doing this next little segment. All the survivors, please remain seated. The rest of the Kahal Kadosh, please rise. Please rise if you don't mind. We'll give a little kovod, a little honor to the survivors. I'm not sure where they are. This is for you and your families, for your Mesiras Nefesh. So with all my heart and soul, let me honor you. A gentle people with a faith of steel. You teach the world how to live and how to give and how to believe. If I could look into your heart, I would see the face of God. You have weathered all the storms, they've all come and gone. You are the unsung heroes of the world. And you were born of ancient days, and you will go on and on and on and on. I've seen miracles before, but the greatest of them all is you. My fellow Holocaust survivor Jew. If I may read for you something that I received an email several weeks ago, and I said, this is perfect for the Ohel concert. Listen to this, my friends. Yom Kippur Eve, 1945. Vorenwald DP camp, Germany. The sun was about to set on Yom Kippur Eve, the holiest day of the year. About 5,000 survivors were gathered in this DP camp. And here we were in this big room, makeshift shul, and we're about to begin Kol Nidre. I was only 14 years old, but I will never forget what happened that Yom Kippur Eve. We were fortunate to have with us the Kloisenburger Rebbe, Rabbi Kosiel Yehuda Halberstam, who lost his wife and 11 children to the Nazis, Yimach Shimon. I will never forget what he said to us right before Kol Nidre. First, he thanked Hashem for saving our lives. And then he pointed to his kittel that he was wearing. The kittel, he said, reminds us of the burial shroud of those that passed on. It is supposed to awaken us to do tshuva and return to Hashem. But why are we wearing kittels today? He cried. Our parents and loved ones were just slaughtered without tachrichim. They were buried with or without clothes in mass graves or no graves at all. And suddenly the Rebbe began tearing off his kittel. And in an anguished voice, he cried out, let us be like our parents. Let us remove our kittels so that they can recognize us. They won't recognize us in kittels because they were not buried in kittels. Picture the scene. 5,000 Jews crying bitter tears. The floor was soaked with the tears gushing from our eyes. This young 14-year-old man is in the audience with us here this evening. You might have met him here before. He's a little older. Reb Leib Zisman, I'm not sure where he's sitting.